Welcome to Framework. Framework is a show consecrated to field recording and its use in composition, field recording, phonography, the art of sound hunting. Open your ears and listen.
Thank you. I'm a child of the tundra, and the tundra is my home. So, and it's such a thing that imagine that I have such a big heart that it's space enough for a white big tundra in that heart. So when I'm walking on the street in London, then the tundra is with me in my heart. So if I get exhausted, then I go into that white tundra and rest and find new energy. And sometimes when I'm at home, then I also walk into that physically. But most of the times, I travel to my heart tundra, and it's a big white horizons there. And there are grosbergs, and there are polar foxes, and there are wolves, and reindeer, and bears, and birds, and insects, and spiders, and all kinds of beings that can, if I need advices, then I can ask them for an advice. So then I used to travel to that tundra. It is a big mystery how these people with this language ended up here so far north, all the way to the Arctic. And as Nils Aslak Valkeapää yoiks in one of his yoiks that we can't make it further north because the ocean is in our way.
Tomorrow, another language also around the fire. New migratory routes for tomorrow's reindeer. The stones have other habits. A distant time in time, distant.
It is the folk tale that how the Sami got reindeers from the underground people, because the underground people, they would sometimes their girls would interact with our boys. And this story is about a boy who is asleep, and then some of the girls from the underground people, they come there and they look at him. They think that he's such a beautiful boy. So they start to tease each other that you don't dare to give this beautiful sleeping boy a kiss. And then this boy awakens and he looks at these three wonderful girls. So then he catches one of them. She's coming there to give him a little kiss, a little secret kiss. And then she's caught by him. And then a very difficult situation appears, because it's love between two worlds. And it can either end in that way that the boy goes to the underground people, so he's never seen again among his own people. Or he could get the girl to be a human. But this story ends in a good way, that he is then brought to the underground world and he's married to her, and then he gets a reindeer flock from the underground, and they are very special, very many white beautiful reindeers, and reindeers with different colors that can make a reindeer flock beautiful. So yes, it ends in a good way. But these stories are also more than stories, because if somebody disappears, and yes, it is dangerous to be on the tundra, then one would say that this person has found an underground partner and is not surfacing now anymore. So it's also a soft way of talking about a hard thing. Thank you.
You are listening to Framework. My name is Patrick. Welcome to the program. Coming to you once again after some travels from southeast Estonia, from the small town of Rapina, where spring has most definitely now sprung. The last time I made one of these shows here, there was still plenty of snow on the ground. That is, of course, now all gone. In the mid-20s here, for early May, unseasonably warm, with thunderstorms in the forecast. We're listening to sounds in this edition by Polina Czekasova, by Christoph K. Roll, Ross Adams, Eero Pulkkinen with Teemu Iltola, Tavi Tatsi, sounds from the Lithuanian Sound Art compilation by PB8, Lina Lapelite, and Zala. And also sounds from our occasional Apuri segment. Sounds from the Apuri sound maps uploaded recently. This time recordings by Paul Witte, Yuri Lendovsky, Ryan Urban, Steve Roll, and François-Emmanuel Faudère. All of this began with a Framework introduction, recorded for us in Mexico, first-time contributor Vlax. Of course, if you'd like to see a detailed playlist, you can have a look at the Framework website. You can listen to this show again. You can find out plenty of other information, all there at www.frameworkradio.net. Once again, that's www.frameworkradio.net. Questions or comments you can send directly to us via email. Our email address is info@frameworkradio.net. We'll let you get back to the sounds now. Here on Framework, www.frameworkradio.net. Thank you.
rêvé de... Voilà, il y avait un avion dans une plantation d'arbres, et parfois c'était des arbres fruitiers, avec plein de personnages inconnus. L'avion, c'est genre un peu un avion, genre Saint-Exupéry, un truc avec double aile, et puis les barres et tout ça, un vieux coucou, un truc avec lequel on fait du looping, et puis il y a des... Voilà, je suis avec des gens, on échange des paroles sur la technique. Il y a mes parents, on parle beaucoup d'organisation, il y a une vidange à faire. Alors, du coup, l'avion il se transforme un peu en machine à laver. On a plus ou moins le droit de s'en servir parce que c'est la guerre au loin. On est en résistance en fait, il y a un problème de territoire. Donc l'essentiel de mon rêve, c'est la gestion des plannings, les disponibilités de l'avion. Il y a des problèmes récurrents, on ne peut pas l'obtenir. Il y a beaucoup d'hommes dans ce rêve, il y a pratiquement pas de femmes. Moi, je suis là, je suis plutôt en train de regarder ce qui se passe. Les autres, je les connais pas, à part mes parents et une ex-amoureuse. Alors il y a un câble à dérouler à un moment donné, il faut régler des problèmes techniques encore. C'est un énorme câble, donc on se balade dans les allées des arbres et voilà, on essaye de décoller mais on n'y arrive pas. En plus il y a des gens qui disent qu'on n'a pas le droit. Voilà. Je me retrouve à moitié dans un truc comme la guerre de 14, et puis là mon rêve il change complètement. Dans mon rêve il y a Brigitte Bardot qui est très pauvre avec sa mère. Il y a Brigitte Bardot, je dois aller me doucher dans ses appartements privés, mais je me perds. J'ouvre des portes où c'est marqué interdiction, et en fait c'est la chambre de sa mère. Elle est obligée de vendre des meubles, de l'électroménager, elle vend son chauffeur aussi. Voilà. Enfin, après, je suis dans les toilettes des hommes. Et c'est un lendemain de beuverie dans un village que je connais pas. Il n'y a que des rugbyman, des chasseurs. Et donc, il faut que j'échappe à tout ce monde-là. Le village est fermé, c'est genre un dimanche de fête. Je peux pas sortir, t'es coincé dans le village. Ils me posent tous des questions, ils me disent nous ceci, nous on fait ça. Oh, ils essayent de me coincer, ils sont c'est comme des chasseurs quoi, ils sont à l'affût. Puis voilà, après je m'échappe et je suis perdu mais je suis libre. Voilà, ça se termine comme ça, je me réveille.
The animals decide where to graze at different parts of the years, and we follow the reindeer. We don't decide where to graze, it's more the reindeer who decides that it's time now to leave to these areas. From the inland to the coastal area in the spring, and back from the coastal area to the inland in autumn. They have it in themselves. I would call it instinct in the animals. And it's just like when the reindeer female starts to move from the inland to the coast, it's just like nothing can stop them because they are pregnant and they want to get to these calving areas.
Huh?
It's a very interesting thing, the relationship between the man and the reindeer. It comes from the Sami dream time, that the reindeer said that the wolf is tearing me apart in such a hard way. I know that I carry all this meat, and I know that it's somebody's food. So if you promise to kill me in a clean way, and that you appreciate all the meat, and you use all the goods that I can provide, you use my hide, and you use my horns, and you use my teeth, and you use everything that I give, because I'm giving you the most expensive thing that I can have. It's my life. So if you replicate that by really respecting me and enjoying the food that I give, then the deal is okay.
Là, je suis allée visiter avec mes amis une ville. Et après, je ne sais pas comment ça s'est fait, je me retrouve toute seule dans la foule que je ne connais pas, dans une ville que je ne connais pas, et je ne sais plus où me diriger. Je sais qu'il faut qu'on se retrouve à l'hôtel, je ne connais pas le nom de l'hôtel, je suis perdue. J'ai erré partout et au lieu d'une grande ville, je me retrouve, on dirait un petit village. Il y a un champ, un grand, grand champ tout clôturé. Je ne peux pas passer. Je m'affole, mais je me souviens d'une chose. Et à côté de l'hôtel, il y avait une grande tour. Et je la vois dans un brouillard énorme. Je dirige mes pas de ce côté-là. Curieusement, cet hôtel il se trouve juste à côté de moi. Et pas si loin que la tour. Et devant l'hôtel, je vois les cars. Il y a des amis qui m'attendent. Et je n'ai pas de bagages. Les bagages, ils sont restés à l'hôtel. Alors je cours, je rentre dans l'hôtel. Mais je ne me souviens pas de ma chambre. Je ne sais plus quel numéro de chambre, je ne sais plus rien, et je ne reconnais pas l'hôtel. Il y a un grand, grand couloir, énorme couloir, et je me trouve dans la classe. C'est plein de petites classes. Je dois parler vite. Les élèves, ce n'est pas ma classe. Donc, je continue. Et je ne me retrouve pas dans une classe, mais dans un dortoir. Curieusement, il y a plein de jeunes. Ils me regardent, je vois dans un dortoir, je vois ma valise. Et mes bagages tout éparpillés. De partout, de partout, de partout, mes bagages. Et le monde me regarde, j'ai dit que je suis stressée, il faut que je me dépêche. Mais dans ma tête, je m'affole. On m'attend. Et mes gestes sont lentes, lentes, lentes. Je cherche, je cherche, je cherche. Toujours ma valise n'est pas claire. Et je cherche quelque chose en toi. Et je cherche. c'est midi. Parce que tout à coup, ça dira sans moi. Et moi, je t'appuie. Comment je rentrerai sans billet? Alors, je commence ma folie. Mais je sens toujours lente, lente, lente. Je vais me presser et j'arrive pas. J'ai une peur. Alors, je sors dehors et après, je les vois comme une lumière quelque part. Je vois cet éclair. Je regarde autour de moi, tout le monde me sourit, tout le monde rigole. Et le soleil m'aveugle. Dans mon rêve, je me souviens, je rêvais que le soleil m'aveugle. Parce que je ne peux pas voir la réalité. Eh bien, j'y vais dans ce... Je ferme les yeux, je ne peux plus voir, je ne peux plus rien voir. Alors, je commence ma folie, mais je sens toujours lente. Je vais me presser et j'arrive pas. J'ai une peur, la peur qui me prend, qui devient ma belle voix, je ne sais pas, je vais l'animer ma bête. Je me trouve, je suis dans mon lit. Ouf, que c'est bien!
You are listening to Framework. Framework broadcasts on Resonance FM in London, Radio Zero in Lisbon, Sound Art Radio in South Devon, Radio Campus in Brussels, WGXC in Green and Columbia Counties, New York State, Radio New Space in Vancouver, Washington, and Radio Marsh in Maribor, Slovenia. For more information on any of our broadcast stations, you can look at the Broadcast tab on the Framework website. Find out exact airing times for those stations, find links to their homepages, check out their other programming. All of that is at www.frameworkradio.net. Have a look, get in touch with them, support independent radio. Once again, that's at www.frameworkradio.net. Any questions or comments, you can get in touch with us, info@frameworkradio.net. As you may or may not have noticed, each edition, each regular edition of Framework begins with a listener-recorded Framework introduction. We're very interested in receiving introduction submissions from all over the world. It's very simple to do. All you need is any device that can record sound. There are instructions on how to do it on the Framework website at www.frameworkradio.net. In the menu, the top menu bar, you'll see the button that says Intros. Click on that, have a look. Go out and record a Framework introduction and send it to us. The easiest way to get on the air on Framework Radio, we need a new one for every show. So if you've been thinking about contributing something to Framework, that's a good place to start. Once again, the Intros button has the guidelines. That's at www.frameworkradio.net. Any questions or comments, please do get in touch. info@frameworkradio.net.
There are so many shamans in the world right now. For example, a shaman is a person that knows different words. So in that respect, you are also a shaman. You know the London word, and you know the Tantra word. And you have been traveling between these two worlds. So in that respect, shamanism have never been so alive that it is today. And it is important because we will need to understand each other's worlds when we can get into this big, big enterprise that we have to go through, namely to save our planet. I think we all have a part in this, and the reason why I have to be in that conversation is that I bring these Tantra stories into that, and then I perhaps will make the London shamans to understand something that they didn't understand, and they will make me understand something that I didn't understand, and therefore we are there for each other in that respect. Make this world a good place to be.
have been listening to Framework. Coming to the end of this regular edition. We hope you've enjoyed the sounds. If you have, we would like to remind you that Framework is a volunteer effort, and we rely on listener support to be able to produce the show. If you like what you hear, if you listen regularly, if you download the program, or listen to it in a radio station's broadcast schedule, please consider supporting the production of Framework. You can do this on the Framework website. On the right-hand side, you'll see the donations bar. There you can choose to make a one-time donation of an amount of your choice. Or better yet, you can choose to make a regular monthly subscription contribution to Framework Radio. This can be as little as €1 a month. That's not very much. But if every Framework listener would contribute that little amount, we could stop asking. So please visit www.frameworkradio.net, look at the donations bar on the right-hand side, sign up to make a regular monthly contribution, or make a single one-time donation of a sum of your choice. Of course, for any donation of €20 or more, you can pick up the latest copy of Framework Seasonal, our series of fundraising releases. For information on what's on those compilations, you can see the Framework Editions button. All of that on the Framework website, www.frameworkradio.net, or get in touch with us directly, info@frameworkradio.net. We'd love to hear from you. That's it for this week. We'll be back next time with our next edition of Framework Afield, our series of guest-produced shows. Until then, thanks for listening.